This is Twit.
Is this the kind of thing that I would use as a home Linux user, or is this sort of meet a particular sweet point at maybe like 10 people or 100 people using it?
So if you're just one person, probably no. What we see is sometimes families using Univention Corporate Server to provide cloud storage, groupware collaboration, chat systems, and stuff like this, possibilities to share data using our product. I would say it starts at maybe between 5 and 10 users, and then the customers are users. Customers who pay us typically are much larger. Quite often have hundreds or even thousands of users.
And how did this get started?
Well, good question. Thank you. So we founded Univention. It's called Univention, not Univision.
Yes.
We founded it in 2002, and the idea at that time was that was the time just after the new economy crash, when Linux and open source software got its first strongholds in the industry, where first banks were using open source software, where governments considered using open source software on the server side. And we thought the next big thing would be to use Linux on the client side, on the desktop. And therefore, our idea was if large organizations want to use Linux on the desktop, they have to manage it. They need an identity management, they need software distribution, they need application distribution and stuff like this. And that was what we started to build with Univention Corporate Server. In fact, I think the first 6 or 9 months, it was called Univention Desktop Server. And then we showed this to potential customers, and they really liked the web interface and the integration we did. And they asked us, well, that's a nice product, but can I use it with my Windows PCs? And then we said, well, that's not what it was intended for, but maybe that's also possible. And so it turned out that a lot of customers wanted to use it as an alternative to Windows Server operating systems, to Microsoft Active Directory, as an integration platform to the software they want to provide to their users.